So ChatGPT has taken the world by storm. It is an open AI software based on GPT, standing for Generative Pre-trained Transformer Architecture, and it uses deep learning techniques to generate human-like ideas. And I remember I first heard about this from teachers who were complaining about how the new software was going to be their worst nightmare because they were going to have a hard time distinguishing between AI work and the actual work that people were submitting. And of course, I heard it from people who said that they were getting their homework done a hell of a lot faster. So then I was wondering if I could apply this to my own agency. And I noticed a lot of other people in the SMMA space, they were thinking the exact same thing. And a lot of SMMA content creators, they were creating tutorials on how they plan to implement the ChatGPT software and automate a lot of tasks within their agency to speed up the process so that they could just focus on other aspects of their business and scale faster. So, because of this, right, to eliminate the use of VAs, I started experimenting with ChatGPT, and I used it to generate diverse ad copy to differentiate DMs and cold emails. And in those weeks, I learned a couple of things. I realized a couple of things that I wanted to talk about in this podcast. And this is for people who want to start an SMMA that are already involved in SMMA, or just people who want to learn more and how to utilize this software to grow your brand. So I am happy to announce that this is the first episode of season four. I am also very sorry for the delay. Devin and I were discussing new types of content that we wanted to bring you this year, and we were figuring out how exactly we were going to provide the most value that we could in 2023. So I also encourage you to tune into this episode on Spotify so that you can see a clear step-by-step of how I use ChatGPT to automate my processes and exactly the examples I show you in different scripts and templates I've used in the past, and how you can use these things to better your agency as well. And please make sure to leave a five-star review so that more people can learn how to take their agencies to the next level. Let's get into it. So the way this works is whatever idea I type in here, right, it generates text in a matter of seconds. So if I were to type in chat GTP effect, or I mean chat GPT effect on SMMA, and then I put that into the search bar, it automatically generates a response. So it talks about how it's a powerful tool, how it can summarize, how it can converse generation, answer your questions, and how specifically with SMMA, it can generate high content quality or high quality content, how it's able to respond in a human-like manner, how it's a great tool, how it has really good quality. And yeah, it's honestly a great tool, and I'm very happy this came out because I can very much use this in a general sense. I can't really use it specifically yet, or I can't use it in terms of, let's say, I write generate me sales script or something like that. I can't really use it as a copy and paste because there's a lot of personalization and is involved, and it's not exactly great if you're trying to sell something like and be specific with a specific niche, et cetera, right? So to show you this, let's say I'm writing Facebook ad copy for, let's say, someone who follows Thomas Gannett, right? And then they're trying to do body contouring services, which is his niche, right? So let's say I want to generate a sales script to run Facebook ads for body contouring services, right? So I can ask ChatGPT, how can you generate a sales script to run Facebook ads for body contouring services? And then I can type that in, and then it automatically generates me a script. That's a good hook right there. Okay. Advertising specific brand. Okay. Okay. That's good. That's good. Don't wait any longer to get the body you deserve, but okay, that's a call to action right there. Don't forget to mention our festival Facebook ad discount. It's important to know. Okay, so this is a decent ad. It's all right. The thing is though, it's very general. So every single SMMA agency owner, if they're running an ad, they could use this. So it's very general. That's what I was saying before. It's very general, and with Facebook ads, and this is for anyone that knows anything about Facebook ad copy, first of all, that it and just growing CTR in general, which is your click-through rate and generating leads to create appointments for your clients, right? The one thing you want to know here is that you have to be specific. And the best ads that perform well, it's based on a specific service. So, for example, if you're doing body contouring, which is basically liposuction or cool sculpting or even freaking Brazilian butt lifts, right? With people who want to get liposuction, those individuals, they're most likely searching for something like that. They're not going to go to Facebook and they're not going to look for an ad based off of that advertises liposuction, right? They're not going to when you're doing an ad like this, right? You don't want to advertise multiple different services because those ads are not going to perform as well because you have to cater the ad towards one specific niche and one specific service. So let's say your client in the body contouring service niche, right? They want an ad that directly deals with liposuction, right? So you're going to advertise a liposuction. How would you utilize ChatGPT to sell to them? So what you could do is you can type in here, generating a sales script to run Facebook ads for liposuction. Okay, and then bam. And then you could definitely use that as an ad creative. Our experienced surgeons using, okay, minimally invasives. So would I personally use this? No, I think that you can use this as a base, and then I would definitely change this up. I would reword everything that way it can be more specific, but I do think this is really good. This is really good software. And just to preface, I just want to say that this is just an example. The problem with the body contouring niche right now is if you're going to run Facebook ads for this, Facebook imposes these restrictions on these ads. So I remember I had a client a couple of months ago that they told me that they kept getting their ad accounts restricted because the ads that other marketing agencies and themselves had created, they were showing too much skin. And then Facebook had said, quote unquote, that they were promoting body negativity. So that's the reason why the ad was completely shut down in general. So just because of how, this is just like because of how woke they got, they've gotten, and how woke that I think they're going to get in the future, that I think that, you know, even if you're showing arms in an ad, eventually, if you're promoting body contouring services in that ad, then I think it's eventually, that's also going to get restricted as well. So I heavily encourage those of you who are pursuing that as a niche, I would definitely turn towards Google ads, because those consumers of cosmetic surgery, of liposuction, et cetera, right? They're most likely searching for that, as I said before, and they're searching for it. They're not scrolling for it. And when they search for it, that's a warm lead automatically. It's not a cold lead because they're directly looking for that specific service. Okay. And moving on here, let's say, for example, right? Let's say you write your own email script that you want to send out to all your leads that you've sourced for the week, right? And you need feedback on that said email. So let me copy and paste an old email script of mine that I've used in the past. So I can, that I've sent out to prospective clients. Okay. So here we go. This is the first script I actually ever used in an email back in July, I'm pretty sure. Here we go. So let's say I'm going to type in here. Can you please provide me feedback about this email template? And then I'm going to copy and paste this, right? And then I'm just going to wait for a response, and then it automatically generates me feedback. So, okay, it's saying what the template is. Okay. Helps me personalize. Okay, so these are the areas of improvement. Okay. I'm just going to wait for them to generate all of the feedback, and then I'm going to go through each one of these for you. All right. So this is, yeah, this is a lot of decent feedback. Yeah, this is pretty general, but it's all, yeah, it's actually, no, it's actually pretty specific. This is really good. So first thing here, it says the sentence, "I'm sure you get a lot of emails like this," comes across as negative. It's better to avoid that sentence. Okay. So with this, I think that's pretty subjective. It depends on the way the receiver thinks of it. So I'm pretty sure different receivers, they'll have different responses, and this is just from prior experience. I know that some of them, if you were to, let's say you're on a cold call, right? And then you say, "Hey, I'm sure you get a lot of calls like this, but can you just give me 30 seconds to explain," right? A lot of people, when I've said that to them on a cold call, they like that. They because I'm addressing something that not a lot of other cold callers address, right? So they laugh at that. They think that's fine, and then they're more likely to let me give them the pitch, right? But if I don't say something like this, and this is just from my experience personally, a lot of people, they don't respond. They look at the email, they just ignore it, or they just put it in their spam folder or their archive folder. So it really depends from person to person, but in general, at least from what I've seen, that works. But that's some pretty good feedback. Okay, the next one is the sentence, "You don't pay us until we hit this total because we are just that confident in our services," could be perceived as arrogant. Okay. And it's better to avoid making promises like that and instead focus on how you can help the business achieve their goals. Okay. So again, it depends honestly on how the viewer is, because that's also definitely subjective. So some receivers, they might view that as differentiation, and they'd be more willing to hop on a call with you because that's a pretty freaking confident claim, right? You saying that you're just that confident in your service that you're not gonna, that the client does not have to pay you until you hit that goal. That's pretty confident, right? However, I do understand how that can come across as arrogant and cocky, but I'm just saying, if you want to take that risk, go do it. But I still sometimes say that, and it definitely works. All right. Okay. Here it says, "Including a specific ROAS, which means return on advertising spend target, could be seen as unrealistic and may not be applicable to all businesses. Instead, it's better to focus on how the overall results you can achieve for the business, such as increased conversions or sales." Okay. Well, the thing is here, if you're running Facebook ads and you have a high ROAS, that means you are generating the client revenue. So I think it is applicable. Okay. The next thing here, it says the sentence, "I would love to share some ad creatives I've already re-optimized for you." That could be perceived as presumptuous. It's better to wait until you have a conversation with the business owner, understand their needs and goals before proposing specific solutions. Okay. Okay, the way I see it, that's also subjective as well. The way I see that sentence when I say I would love to share some ad creatives, right, that I've already re-optimized for you, the way I approach that, right, the way I think of that is I'm basically saying, "Hey, I've had a lot of success in the past. I've already re-optimized an ad for you, and I'm confident that you're going to say yes because I've had so many people previously that I've sent the same exact fucking email to, right? I believe that they're also going to say yes." So that's the way I perceive that. But I can understand that they might perceive that as presumptuous, but the thing is, I really think that you have to experiment with that. Some people it does work, some people it does not work. So I know that different SMMA agency owners that I've talked to in the past that have done stuff like this, they receive mixed responses. So people either say that, "Yeah, why do you think I'm gonna say yes?" Like that's the tone they take that email, or they're like, "Okay, this guy's really confident. That's what I want out of an agency owner, and let's hop on a call right away." And then finally, the last thing it says here, overall, the email should be personalized to the recipient business. And yes, I totally agree with that. You're always going to get a higher response if you are personalized, which means that, let's say you go check out a Google listing and then you go to their website, or you go and see the different types of ads they run, right? And then you say you can re-optimize it, and then you make a Loom video, and then you show how you re-optimize the ad. That's always better because it shows that you care about the customer, and that's what all these clients want from their agency owners and from people that are sending out these emails, because most cold emails, they're not personalized at all. It does not look like they took the time out of their day to really just show how they can provide value to that said business. And I think that is just very, I think that's just one of the most important things about SMMA, personalization. And okay, there's nothing in here about the call to action or anything like that, but I think overall, that's some pretty good areas of improvement. And I might, and in the past when I've actually experimented with stuff like this, right, where I'm not saying, hey, we're just that confident in our services, where I'm not saying stuff like that, right? And using Lemlist, when I track all my data, all my metrics on Lemlist, and I'm not using lines like that ChatGPT perceives as arrogant, I've noticed that I don't get as much of a response rate compared to me saying, oh yeah, I'm just that confident in our services. And I'm sure you get a lot of emails like this, right? So I've seen more responses by doing the opposite of what they say here. But I do think that this is some pretty good feedback. And let's say you don't want that feedback on how exactly to improve your current email template, right, that you've made, and you just want OpenAI to generate an email template for you, right? So for example, right, you can just type, let's say you want to type, can you write email selling video editing services for podcasts? And this is actually how I started off. I was doing video editing for different podcast hosts so that way I could build up some quick cash flow. All right, so let's see it. Here's an example. That's a decent script. Professional video experience. I came across your podcast. So you can see how it automatically transcripts an email. You just have to literally type what you want, and then bam. This is really cool. Okay. Okay, this is actually a long-ass email. Wow. Okay. So this is a very long email, but you get the gist, and it's pretty good to use as a base. I would never personally use this as an ad copy or a copy and paste email that I would just copy and paste, leave it, and then send. I would definitely personalize it. I might include some past work in the said email as well, so that I'm handling the objection before it handles me. And I would also, So I think in the future, I think if you don't personalize it and you were just to copy and paste this email, and there's a lot of beginners out there who would actually do that, right? I would personalize this, because the thing is, when there is more advanced AI trackers that are going to come about in the future within the next couple of years or so, these companies might be able to see that the email you send them is just like a quote unquote like chat GPT email. And plus the email is, I mean, it's decent. It's definitely solid. Like, I think you would probably get some responses if you were to just copy and paste this verbatim and then send it out to a bunch of podcast hosts right now. But I do think that this is good. This is definitely great for a beginner to establish foundations on how exactly the SMMA process works and how an example email should be set up, so they don't have to turn to media buyers to run the outreach for them or even service delivery for them, et cetera. So that way their profit margins can be much higher. But okay, moving on here, I want to get into how you can use ChatGPT to 10X your agency. So I want you to think about the biggest problems that you have or people have when scaling in SMMA. So these problems are most likely cold call scripts or formulating offers or being able to handle objections on a sales call or on a cold call. And just, I think in general, a lot of people have trouble with how to sound confident. So if I were to put into ChatGPT, right? If I were to say cold calling script selling lead generation to real estate agents. And now we're able to type this in. Okay. So if I put this into ChatGPT, okay, let's see the script. Hello, may I speak with agent name, please? Okay. Okay. I understand that as a real estate agent, generating leads is a crucial part of your business. Okay, that's why I wanted to reach out and tell you about it. Okay, this is very long. This right here, what I'm highlighting right now, that's how long you want to make this script. You don't want, it should be 30 seconds. It should not be long at all. This right here, how far it's going, this would take probably this would take me a minute long. So look, this right here, this is great for beginners. This is a good example of exactly what you want to say, but you definitely have to condense this if you want to get good results, because this is very long. So I'm actually going to ask the software, can you shorten this script? And I want to see what this says. Okay. Here's a shorter version of the script. Okay, hello, may I speak with? Okay. It's the same thing so far. Let's see how far this goes. Okay, it's getting there. It's getting there. Value proposition are tailored to the real estate. Okay. There are definitely things you could extract here that you could use in an actual cold call or email script. But then again, it's also very general, and that's just how AI works, as I said before. And okay, so what would I use here? I'm definitely going to use this opening. I think the opening is solid. I specialize in lead generation. We generate high quality leads. Okay. I would take this part out. I wouldn't include our services here. I would, for me personally, I would include that where I found them exactly. I would include a hook. I wouldn't just get straight into it, because if you're going to say this line, if I'm on a cold call and I'm saying, hey, may I speak with agent's name, please? And then I'm like, I specialize in lead generation for real estate agents. We generate high quality leads that convert into sales, et cetera. Right? I'm pretty sure 50% of the time I'm going to get hung up on. If I don't get hung up on there, I'm going to get hung up on in the value proposition, because it's very obvious. If you're reading this out, I think it's pretty obvious that you can tell that this is automatically scripted. And I personally, if I'm on the receiving end of a cold call, I'm hanging up. If I hear this, I'm hanging up. But definitely this right here, you can definitely use a condensed version of this. The call to action, this would occur right after you get a response out of the guy. So if the real estate agent that you call is interested, you get straight into the CTA. And then after you send them the Calendly link, and then they plug in a scheduled call, whatever, right? Then you can be like, yeah, thank you for your time. I look forward to speaking with you soon. It's helping you grow your business. So overall, it's a solid script, but I would definitely condense this. I would personalize this, and I would talk about specific things that I would talk about specific leads, or I would just get more into a conversation with this person. I wouldn't stick to this verbatim. Okay. What do I want to get? Okay. So next I want to get into the jobs you can automate here. So let's say to cut down cost, and this is for those of you that don't want to pay for VAs or have paid for VAs in the past, and then now you see the software come out and then you're considering just firing your VAs and doing this on your own. So I would just use ChatGPT for ideas. So the ideas that VAs come up with, that you can automatically use this here. So I would not rely heavily on this for everything. And I would definitely also use these ideas as a base, but I no longer think that you need the VAs to write the scripts, to write the emails, to be caption writers, to be your ad copywriters, et cetera, because ChatGPT can do all this for you. So for everyone just starting, if you have a question on anything you type into ChatGPT for, let's say, an email script, you can take that email script and then personalize it for send out. And then you can do that on the sales call. You can do that when you're running the ads for the ad copy on service delivery. So what you have to realize here is that everything about this process, it's definitely a learning curve. And Charlie Morgan says, he says that if he were to start from scratch tomorrow and then he were to scale to 10K a month, it would take him 2 weeks because he's already done it. So the first time around, it took him 6 months, and it took him 12-hour days, 7 days a week for 6 months straight. And that's how we got to 10K a month. But if you already know how to do this and you already know exactly what you want to look for, and this goes back to not making this general. So with my experience here, if I'm just taking this cold call thing, this cold call script here, and I'm just saying, I'm actually going to change this niche because I don't really know much about real estate agents or that niche in general, because that's not really my niche. So let's say I'm just going back to that podcast editing example, right? I would say, if let's say, I don't know if people really cold call podcast host, but I could probably come up with a script resembling that, and I can ask ChatGPT for advice on how exactly I could write a cold call script for these podcast hosts. So if I want to just be general about this, and then I'm just writing cold call script to use when selling podcast editing to host, right? Then I type that in. It's gonna generate a pretty generic response here. I don't know if it can generate to something like that, because that's kind of out of the ordinary. So if I'm just doing one of my niches right now, or just my main niche right now, right, where I'm doing a cold call script to use when selling ad services to contractors, right? Okay. It's going to generate me a script, and I don't know why it's lagging, but okay, here we go. Cold call script for selling Facebook ads to contractors. Then I type that in and I search that. Okay. It's going to be general here, and I'm going to show you how to make it more specific. Okay, so that's pretty general right there, right? Okay, so if I were to say cold call script selling Facebook ads to painting contractors that specialize in interior decoratory painting. I don't even know if that's a word, but we'll see. Okay, yeah. So you get what I mean here. As you can see this, how specific you have to get. So in your niche, there are usually specialized things that these owners that you're reaching out to, that they sell. So if you search that specifically in, you're going to get a more specific script for that. And then that's how you would work ChatGPT into your services. So I really think that you have to learn the stuff and go through the motions, and you should only use OpenAI as a supplemental resource. So the thing is here, you don't need VAs, you don't need media buyers at all when you first start. And I really think that you should learn the service delivery yourself. And once you do so, you can start automating the process through just people you want to outsource to. But I do not think it's necessary if you want to go down that route. I'm pretty confident that those people are still going to be out there. They're still going to exist. But I think as you get more experienced, you'll better understand what specifically you need. And that is how ChatGPT is programmed to cater to specific things that the user asks. So I think that the software, and this is just to conclude, I think that the software is going to end up like those new robot lawyers that, I don't know if you heard about this, but this came out 5 days ago or something. The Stanford MBA, he came out with this idea a couple of weeks ago, right? Where many people were with robot lawyers, right? So many people in the comments, right? This was on LinkedIn, I'm pretty sure, right? So many people in the comments, they were thinking that these robot lawyers would replace actual attorneys, and then the job market for lawyers would cease to exist. However, if you think about that, right, no judge in his right mind or in his or her right mind, right, they're not going to listen to a robot lawyer over a human lawyer, because these human lawyers, they possess certain skills such as intuition and problem solving that these robot lawyers are not programmed to have. So they're going to be used as a supplement in, I would think, unimportant cases such as traffic or pro bono. So the way I see ChatGPT is going to be as a supplemental resource. They're not going to be used as a resource where it's replacing agency owners in general. That's not going to happen. And I think that the businesses are going to boom, but you're going to eliminate other workers that are not necessary. People who work on minimum wage in these countries that are VAs or media buyers, because ChatGPT is going to give you the ideas to do everything yourself. So I think that agency owners in itself are still going to exist. They're still going to be, that's just how it's going to work. But I hope you get a lot of value from this. And I hope you learned exactly how you can use these script, how you can use ChatGPT to enhance your business. So that's episode 86. And the next one's about extreme feminism. So see you there.